Chairs No Waiting, episode number 451. Yes, Nancy, there is a Mayberry. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Head over there and get your 2018 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar. They sold out before the first of the year last year, so don't miss out. Go get yours now. Your Andy Griffith Show calendar, hang on the wall. You might also want to get a Mayberry pennant. That's right. The World Series is over, but you can show your spirit for Mayberry by having a Mayberry pennant. Head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. I want to thank my Patreon supporters for all they do to keep this show going and all the other activities I do around Mayberry. Who am I? I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is always fun to spend time with you right here in Mayberry. This week we've got some feedback that we've gotten from folks just like you, as well as Randy Turner and his This Week in Mayberry History. Yay! I know everybody looks forward to that. I do too. Every week it's always fun to see what Randy's done. And I enjoy it because he does it and I get to enjoy it. Yay. Cause I, like you, I'm just a huge fan of the Andy Griffith Show, and it's always so much fun to hear what Randy's doing. So thanks, Randy. Folks, so first off, let's hear from some of you. We got some feedback from the episodes in the last couple of weeks and other feedback as well. So let me read this one. This one's from Tom Wood. I thought this was an interesting story. Now, this is just a email he sent me, so I want to thank Tom for sending this. He said, Alan, I'm a 58-year-old lifelong Andy Griffith Show fan. My wife took me to Mount Airy in the summer of 2013 for the first time. Well, I don't mind telling you that it was quite a thrill. We ate at the Snappy Lunch, met Russell in the barbershop, met the nice folks in Mayberry on Main, took a squad car tour with Melvin Miles, and played with the siren like Uncle Ollie did. The most exciting part of the visit was touring the Andy Griffith Museum and meeting Betty Lynn. Only one word I can think of, big. I recall as we were waiting in line for Betty, a gentleman came by and handed out a business card about Two Chairs No Waiting in Floyd's Barbershop or something. I somehow lost the card during our travels. What a dumb trick. Fast forward a few months ago, and I realized that gentleman was you. Well, that's one of the first times I've ever been called a gentleman, but thank you. That's nice. Earlier this year, I upgraded to a new smartphone. One of the icons that I opened for the first time was called Podcast. Of course, the first thing I searched for was the Andy Griffith Show, and your Two Chairs podcast came up, and I took a listen. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I went online and found the website, and at that point, I realized that I had seen you at the museum those years ago. I commute back and forth from my home in eastern West Virginia, Panhandle, to my job in Virginia at least three times a week. Now I listen to your podcast and try to catch up with the old ones, as well as listening to the new ones on my drive. Having your podcast to listen to has made my hour plus each way commute much more enjoyable. And I just want to say thank you for that. I also enjoy the Randy Turner history sessions each week. Please keep up the great work and lots of luck to you and yours. Wow, that was a great thing to get. So Tom, thank you so much. It's so fun to hear from you guys, folks that listen to the podcast. Anytime you write me or call me, it's fun for me because I feel like you're actually out there, because a lot of times there's a lot of folks in the chat room. So I know there's folks that are listening and watching. Of course, I do believe when I read the chat room on Monday nights, that's when we actually record the show, Monday at 8 Eastern time. So you can drop by live.twochairsnowaiting.com and join us. But the chat room's full of folks. There's about 21 people in there right now, and they're talking with each other, but I don't think they're talking about anything I'm talking about, which is awesome. That means fans of the Andy Griffith Show are connecting. And folks, that's one of the things I want this podcast to do, is to answer questions, connect with you, and be able to talk with you and visit with you each week. So that is great. So Tom, thank you. It's so fun. I do remember being at the museum. I was there for one of our Mayberry meetups for Two Chairs, No Waiting. And I probably had my business cards with me, and I was handing out probably to some people about the podcast when I was talking to them as they were waiting in line for Betty's autograph. So it was about 2013. So that would have been, we had been doing the meetups at that point. So that was probably why I was there during the summer. I'm not normally. So anyway, it's great to have you. And thanks so much for taking time to write in. Now we got another fun email. Last week, the podcast was different than normal podcasts. And I've done it the last few years for Halloween. We did the Mayberry Halloween to You episode number 450. If you didn't watch it, you don't have to watch it during Halloween. But it's always, it's a fun episode to do because I do, Who Stole My Golden Arm? I tell the story, and there's a previous year's version of that as well. So if you hadn't heard those, go back and check it out. It's fun, to listen to. And I think, and it's fun for me to do because it's so different than the other episodes. Well, Phil wrote in about that episode and he said, "I'm still howling about that podcast, Alan. Scary." I just kept telling myself, "It's probably just a lighting, like Andy said." Loved it. Thanks, Phil. That episode is a lot of fun for me. If you watch it, the video version, I do the lighting and everything different. So when I was recording the episode, it's actually dark in the room I'm recording in. There's one light on shining toward my face. So I look like a disembodied head floating around. And I play, of course, that creepy, scary music that you guys were hearing that was scary stuff, you know, like this kind of stuff, you know. Oh, it makes me scared just hearing the music. Ugh, I hate it. I love it, too. It's fun. Anyway, that's a very fun episode for me to do. I hope you guys enjoy it because it is different. And it's just something different than we normally do. So I got one more written in email. This is from Daniel Lee, and he just says this. He says, "Hey, Alan, my favorite episode of yours is the two episodes on the Mayberry connection to the Ghost and Mr. Chicken." Wow, thank you so much. Those were a lot of fun to do. Man, I did those a few years ago, but recently there's a show that comes on MeTV called Svengoolie, where they actually talked about the Ghost and Mr. Chicken. And those episodes kind of triggered people watching episode number 159 and 160 of Two Chairs, No Waiting. They went back and kind of watched those or listened to those related to Mayberry Connections and Ghost of Mr. Chicken. So anyway, that's come up again. He said, "Anyway, I think you should do an episode on the Reluctant Astronaut, which I think is as good as Ghost and Mr. Chicken." And he basically offers to help me out with a donation if I'll do it. He's bribing me. It's a bribe. It's a bribe. He says, "I would gladly help you out with a donation to make this episode happen and to help Floyd pay his rent of $65 a month to Howard." Have a great day. P.S. The Shakiest Gun in the West would be a good one too. And lo and behold, that one came on last night. It was on TV last night. And let's see, if you guys are listening to this, and it's still Tuesday, because this is going to come out Tuesday night. It's coming out. Actually, this is happening on November the 21st. So if you guys listen to this anytime soon, November the 21st, 2017, they're going to be showing the Return to Mayberry movie on MeTV at 8 p.m. on the 21st of November. So set your clocks to that. So that'll be a lot of fun. We may have to do an episode on the podcast here about Return to Mayberry before that happens to try to capture all those people that are going to be watching it. Yeah, we need to get that in there. So Daniel, thank you. I will look into doing the Reluctant Astronaut and the Shakiest Gun in the West. I might do that as well if I can find enough Mayberry connections. All right, so thanks for taking time to write in. Now we've got a couple of voicemails. This first one, I don't know who this is. They didn't leave a message. He sounds very familiar, but they're talking also about that scary episode we did last week. So here's the voicemail. nobody told me who it was. So he may be related to a barber I know, but I don't know whose voice this is. So here we go. Let's play this.
Alan. Oh, that podcast on Halloween was certainly scary. Yes, I don't think I've been quite that scared since that gang of wild teenagers came in from Mount Pilot and were whooping it up and down the street, and one of them even broke your barber pole and threw Mr. Foley's tomatoes at your window. Oh yes, that was scary.
Oh, that's it. That's it. No voice, no name or anything. Very, very Floyd like though. Yeah. Hey. Yeah, I remember him throwing those in tomato. Yeah, I remember that. Anyway, I don't know who it was, but I love it. Thanks for calling in, mysterious voice person. I love it. I laughed when I heard it, and I laughed when I heard it again. It's awesome. All right, so tonight's episode, we were talking, as I told you, it's called Yes, Nancy, There Is a Mayberry. The reason I named it that is because of this next voicemail that I'm going to play for you. So this is from Nancy, so let's hear this one. You know, basically it's asking that question.
Hello, my name is Nancy. I'm from Alaska. I was wanting to know about, is Mayberry a fictional town or is it a real town in North Carolina? Please let me know. Thank you. Bye.
All right. So that's Nancy from Alaska. Wow. We have folks listening to this podcast in Alaska. So Nancy, thank you for taking the time to call in. And I can tell you that Mayberry is a real place. It is a real town in North Carolina. Well, it's not in North Carolina, actually. It is a real town, but it's not in North Carolina. It's almost in North Carolina. It's up on the Blue Ridge Parkway. So it is about, let's see how far it is. It's about 23, 24 miles from Mount Airy, North Carolina. So if you're in Mount Airy, North Carolina, you can head up to the Blue Ridge Parkway and over to a place where you would find the Mayberry Trading Post is what you would actually find. The Mayberry Trading Post is an old, it's a building that has been around. It was built in 1892, and it's the Mayberry Trading Post. Now, this is in Mayberry, Virginia. So you can look around, Google around on the internet, and you can find it. Now, I've been there, and there's an older couple that runs this trading post. And if you stop there, you can go inside, and they have all kinds of really cool stuff inside, old things, preserves. When I was in there, I think I've told this story before. I went in there and there was an older gentleman. He had this big thing of lye soap and he was cutting it with a knife and cutting it into bars that he was selling. And he had some Ziploc bags. He would cut the piece of soap and put it in the Ziploc bag and then take a Sharpie and write on the Ziploc bag whatever the price was. Basically, he didn't weigh it or anything. He would just cut it. He would put it in and he would write 79 cents. And then he would cut another one and put it in there and it might be 68 cents. I don't know. Maybe he had been doing it for so long he could just guess the weight or something. And he was able to just put it there in the bag and he sold it right there on the counter at this store. So if you're ever up in that area, definitely head over to the Mayberry Trading Post. And when you're going there, if you're going from Mount Airy, you will also see Mayberry Creek, and that's before you actually get to the Mayberry Trading Post if you're heading north on the road there. So you can actually see the trading post. Well, you can see the Mayberry Creek. You can see it before you get to the Mayberry Trading Post. So that's what you're looking for. If you're going down the Blue Ridge Parkway, it's right at the road number where you'd turn to go to the Mayberry Trading Post is 634. But if you just Google this, you would find it. Anyway, Mayberry, Virginia is that real place. Now, Mayberry, North Carolina is a fictitious town. It's not a real place. It's not a real town. It's real in our hearts, but not a real location. It's it was setting was right there in the North Carolina area where Mount Airy is situated. There's no doubt about that, that's where it was settled. It's based on that town of Andy Griffith's hometown of Mount Airy. Mount Airy is known as Mayberry to a lot of people. And basically the people who live there will call it both things. And people who visit there call it both Mayberry or Mount Airy. Now, according to the episodes, the community of Mayberry was named for the founder, Lord Mayberry. Historically, the word Mayberry is Anglo-Saxon origin and is a locational name. There's a dialect variant of a place name Maysbury. It's Maesbury in Shofire. I'm sure I'm not saying this right. So Shofire. So I should have tried to figure out how to say it. But anyway, it's an Anglo-Saxon name. So Andy himself chose the name, according to everything that we've been able to research and find. He chose the name of Mayberry. Now, there's also information I've read in the past that tells you that Andy Griffith's mother had been raised in or near Mayberry, Virginia. She had lived in that area. So he was aware of the Mayberry, Virginia area. So it's located, again, northeast of Andy's hometown of Mount Airy is where you'd find Mayberry, Virginia. And that's where the Mayberry Trading Post is. Okay, so that's where you would find that. And that was the home of the Mayberry, Virginia post office. The Trading Post was the home of the post office for Mayberry, Virginia until it closed in 1922. Okay, that's that. And according to other reports we've been told, Andy Griffith and his father made trips to the Mayberry Trading Post from time to time. And so Andy also incorporated several community names and places from his childhood into the Andy Griffith Show. Mayberry is also mentioned on other television shows a lot. So this is and it's always obviously related to the Andy Griffith Show. It was on Cheers, House, Criminal Minds, Supernatural, How I Met Your Mother, Scrubs. Tons of shows have talked about Mayberry. According to the fictional episode, the Battle of Mayberry, according to that fictional event, the town was almost named Taylorsville in honor of Colonel Taylor, who was one of the first settlers of the town. And there actually is a Taylor town in North Carolina. That is a real place, but it has nothing to do with the fictional town of Mayberry or the show, but there is actually a Taylor town. So they almost named it that. So anyway, just thought you might enjoy finding out that Mayberry itself, which I believe is a real place because Mayberry is it's kind of a spirit in my mind, the spirit of Mayberry, loving your neighbors, loving your friends, loving your community, taking care of one another. That's what Mayberry really is. Mayberry had one traffic light. Like my hometown didn't even have one when I was growing up. It had a stop sign. Had very little crime, with the exception of some moonshining and bootlegging and things like that. Out-of-town bank robbers, they sometimes came by, scam artists, escaped convicts. They might hold up in the cabin or something up at O'Malley's. Vagrants sometimes found their way to Mayberry. The county and the town of Mayberry share the same name and police jurisdiction because Andy was the county sheriff, but he was also the city sheriff there. In episode 44 called Sheriff Barney, the mayor of a nearby town, Greendale, relates that Mayberry County had the lowest crime rate in the state for 2 years in a row under Sheriff Taylor. Town had only one long-distance phone line. You could only call one person at a time. Long distance. That was referenced in the episode Man in a Hurry, when two old ladies shared that Sunday, preventing anybody else from using the telephone. They talked to each other all day. In the opening scenes of the last season the last episode, so season 8, episode 30, a sign at the railroad station lists the population at that time of the town of Mayberry of being 5,360. So that was the town of Mayberry's population. And just for a little bit more information, the elevation of Mayberry is 671 feet, at least at the train station. So there you go. But there are some conflicts with that kind of information in previous episodes, because there was comments made by John Masters. Of course, this was early. This was in season 4. So it's 4 years before. He said there's got to be a decent tenor in a town of 2,000 people. That's what John Masters told Andy when they were doing the Songfesters. That's episode 20 of season 4. So there's always little tidbits like that that are different between one and the other. But again, those are not the things that are important. The Andy Griffith Show is, in my mind, the spirit of Mayberry. So the spirit of Mayberry is what drove the whole show. And Andy said before, it's about love. The characters loved one another. They loved their town. They looked out for one another. Everybody was always trying to help one another. You know, you had Aunt Bee, everybody trying to help Otis, because Otis struggled with his addiction, I guess you'd say. You know, he had that struggle. You know, he saw temptation coming, but it seen him first. There's so many things like that that you see on the Andy Griffith Show that shows you what I've always called the spirit of Mayberry. You really have that spirit, that Mayberry spirit. And so, yes, Nancy, there is a real Mayberry, but it may not be in North Carolina. It might be. If the people who really feel like I do about the Andy Griffith Show, and if they travel there, that times of the year when Mayberry fans gather in Mount Airy, North Carolina, then it becomes Mayberry. There's no doubt during Mayberry days that Mount Airy, North Carolina is Mayberry, North Carolina, because the people who are there are the salt of the earth. They look out for one another. They watch out for one another. They enjoy visiting with one another. And I think that is what Mayberry really is. So yes, Nancy, there is a real Mayberry, but I think it lives right inside you, right inside your heart, where you can remember that golden rule that we've all learned, to treat others as you'd like to be treated. I think that's really the whole secret of the Andy Griffith Show and Mayberry, and that Mayberry spirit of caring about all those people in your life, whether it's your barber, whether it's the postmaster over at the post office, whether it's Juanita down at the diner, or Miss Ellie over at the drugstore, or whoever your Miss Ellie is, treating them like you want to be treated, showing them that love and spirit, that's what makes Mayberry the real place. So I know that's mushy, but yes, there is a real Mayberry, Virginia, that's really near Mount Airy, North Carolina, 20 miles. But I really believe it's a lot closer to you where Mayberry is real. I believe it's right there in your own heart. So thank you so much for writing. I hope that wasn't too mushy. But it is definitely something that I really believe. And that's one of the things, guys, I'm always trying to get you to help me spread the word. I keep hearing from people like Tom, who wrote in. He wrote in saying that he just recently found the podcast. You know, he just recently got a new phone and started looking at podcasts and found it. There are so many fans of the Andy Griffith Show out there that don't know not just about the podcast, but about all the Mayberry stuff that's online, the community of people that enjoy one another's company, share that Mayberry spirit, and would love to just bring them in to the fold. It just kills me that they don't know about Mayberry Days. They don't know about Mount Airy. Now, Nancy, you're up in Alaska, so that's a long trip for you. So hopefully this podcast and the websites I run and other sites like that help bring a little bit of that Mayberry spirit to you all the way up there in Alaska, and you, wherever you're listening, we bring a little bit to you as well, because that's the goal. That's all I want to do. Share some of that Mayberry spirit with everybody. Folks, I encourage you to get out there and do the same thing. Get out there and share that Mayberry spirit with one another. You do that with me every time you give me a call. Call me at 888-684-8415. Email me at floyd@imayberry.com, or you just drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and click that contact button. Pick away. I love hearing from you. Share that Mayberry spirit with me. I appreciate everybody that wrote or called in, and I hope you do too. I know you do. Folks, we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs. And get out there and spread some of that Mayberry spirit. Makes Mayberry real for somebody in your life. Till next time, guys. Whoa, I almost did it again. I forgot to do this week in Mayberry history. We have our report from our intrepid reporter, Randy Turner. Randy, I am so sorry I almost forgot you, but let's head over and hear from Randy.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Anita Corso was born in Hutchinson, Kansas on November the 3rd, 1933. Her first limited acting success in television came in dramatic roles in 1955 in anthology shows. But her film debut alongside fellow newcomer Steve McQueen in the 1958 science fiction film The Blob brought her to wider attention. Anita landed her first TV role as a main character in the series Mrs. G Goes to College alongside a pre-Happy Days Marion Ross and Karen Kupkinet, who had earlier appeared in The Andy Griffith Show as Hannah Carter in A Feud is a Feud. In her private life, Anita had begun dating frequent Andy Griffith Show writer Jim Frizzell shortly after she moved to California, a relationship that would ultimately result in her being cast in the role for which she is best known. After the producers had all but given up on finding a suitable love interest for Andy Taylor, Frizzell suggested his girlfriend and introduced her to the series director at the time, Bob Sweeney, and put in a good word on her behalf with producer Aaron Rubin. The character of Helen Crump was introduced in the episode Andy Discovers America, in which Andy spoke carelessly to Opie and his friends when they complained they were not doing well in history under Old Lady Crump. Andy gave them the impression that history was hard and that it was not necessary to learn it that well at their age. When the boys told their new teacher this, she came to the courthouse to angrily confront Andy, who was taken aback that the Old Lady Crump the boys had complained of was actually a young, beautiful woman. Andy, of course, rectified his mistake and inspired the boys to study history zealously. An unexpected spark ignited between Helen and Andy. The chemistry that had been missing with past attempts to find a love interest for Sheriff Taylor had finally been solved with the introduction of a character that was not afraid to stand up to him. Helen's similarity to Anita did not end with their independence and willingness to stand up for themselves. Anita was playing a high school teacher, a position she had some familiarity with, as her mother taught high school. And in the episode Helen's Past, toward the end of the final season, Helen was revealed to have been from Kansas, just as Anita was. Anita played Helen Crump for the rest of the series run after the character's introduction, appearing in 66 episodes between 1963 and the end of the series in 1968. The long-anticipated wedding of Andy and Helen did not occur in The Andy Griffith Show, It instead was seen in the first episode of the spinoff series Mayberry RFD. While Andy was shown to still live in Mayberry with several guest appearances during the spinoff's first season, and while he was obviously now married, Helen was not actually seen herself. Both came back one final time in the series, in the first episode of the second season, returning to Mayberry for the christening of their new son, Andy Jr. After leaving her Mayberry role, Anita continued to periodically act. Among her television appearances were two episodes in 1975 as the girlfriend of Officer Pete Malloy in Adam 12. In 1980, she was cast in the recurring role of Head Nurse Bradley in the medical series House Calls. In 1986, Anita reprised her role as Helen Crump in the TV movie Return to Mayberry. Reconnecting with Griffith led first to her guest starring in two episodes of his new show, Matlock, in 1987 and 1990. In 1991, she was cast in her final role as recurring character Judge Cynthia Nixon in Matlock, appearing five times between 1991 and 1992. Always a private person, Anita battled cancer without revealing it publicly. She died on November the 6th, 1995, just 3 days after her 62nd birthday. That's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening, and remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Randy, for that great report. Wow. Thank you so much. You can make sure you don't ever miss the daily version of This Week in Mayberry History, which is called Today in Mayberry History. It's a good idea for a daily version, by sending an email to Randy at turnersgrade@gmail.com. And he'll make sure you get a notification every day that he has posted it over at the Gomer and Goober Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild. All right, folks. Well, thank you again for being here and part of the podcast. It's Randy. Sorry, I almost forgot you again. Thanks to the chat room for reminding me, and I pulled it back in here. So, folks, again, I would love to hear from you. You guys can give me a call at 888-684-8415 and let me know what you think. Head over to twochairsnowaiting.com. Click the comments button. You can leave there, contact button. You can leave all kinds of comments. Folks, I love hearing from you. You guys are the best. I hope everybody has a great Mayberry week. Get out there and spread that Mayberry spirit and tell folks about the podcast and all the other Mayberry fun they can be having. Keep that Mayberry spirit in your heart. Until next time, we'll see you right here on Two Chairs No Waiting.